Thanks for having us along as you are getting the kids to school. That's enough to deal with on its own. It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly as we're going into the living room.
We bring everybody in because we feel like you're part of our family. We have the Morning Mix Family Meeting, which is where you can submit your family meeting online at mix965houston.com. We take a semi-happily married couple, have you air your dirty laundry for all of Houston to then judge and vote on you, and we find out once and for all who's at fault. And if you are found at fault, you must apologize, and you have to mean it. Today, we are joined by Katie and Chad.
Chad, why don't you tell us what's going on with you two?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you allowing me to give my side of the story here. I feel like a lot of times these issues boil down to in-laws versus me, and I think that's not, you know, so uncommon in marriages. I think everybody deals with that.
All right. What's going on?
All right. Basically, this happened last week. You know, summer coming to an end. So we took our three kids to Six Flags in San Antonio. My wife, Katie, and I, obviously. And so my wife's sister, Mary, was also interested in coming. So she brought her two kids and her husband. And, you know, of course, to like not exclude anyone, you know, we included my wife's mother and my wife's brother, Don. And so they drove separately to San Antonio to meet us there. You know, my wife's mom drove Mary, and
she drove with Mary.
Here we go.
My mom drove with my sister.
Right, exactly. And of course, Don drove separately with his girlfriend. He has a girlfriend.
Okay.
I didn't even mention her because this is how last minute these all things happen. So we all, you know, we arrive Friday afternoon and we're all staying at this hotel and, you know, we're going to Six Flags. That is the point of the trip. And Don goes with his girlfriend to the Alamo. So he's there the whole afternoon and it's time for dinner. So our entire group, obviously, minus Don and his girlfriend, go out to dinner because we're hungry. We have children. We need to feed everybody. You know, it makes sense to me.
I hear you.
So we can't just wait on everybody, you know, when there are kids about to have a tantrum, you know. Of course, Don comes back to the hotel later, realizes that everybody left to go have dinner, which seems like a fair thing for us to do. So he gets angry. He starts texting everyone, including his own mother in the family, with profanity in these texts. Like, these are offensive texts. And, you know, crying about how no one in the family ever thinks of him. And then he immediately drives back to Houston without his mother.
Wow. He took his ball and went home.
And, of course, you know, my poor wife's sister is staying the whole weekend with her kids. And, you know, so we have to drive back with her mom in the trunk.
Your mother-in-law was in your trunk?
We got the car seats in the back. So, you know, she has to go sit with the luggage in the back. And I'm just like, Don's behavior, obviously incredibly selfish. He's not thinking about anybody, including his own mother, you know. God forbid we were pulled over or anything. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Oh my God. Katie?
Katie, what happened?
I'm getting gray hair listening to this.
Okay, so I'm not saying Don was right. I mean, he definitely can be a loose cannon, but it's Don, you know? I mean, with hindsight, we should have left him a note or something, letting him know what was going on, and maybe he could have met us. I don't know. Anyway, it's Don. So why are we bringing it up again? You know what I mean?
Well, we're bringing it up again because he does these, like, insane, explosive things all the time. And then if everyone just says, oh, well, it's done, after the fact, he's going to continue realizing that this is a pattern. Like, I feel like I'm the only one who realizes this is a pattern. Seems like in the way that you treat these scenarios, you always protect him. You know, oh, we could have left a note. That doesn't account for the way
that we should have left a note. Okay, but we're all a little afraid of him, okay? So if we want to have like a professional intervention and sit him down and make him go to anger management, you know, like, why not just let it go? It's not the biggest deal in the world.
I'm not going to lie to you. Katie, your mother had to ride in a trunk. I think your mom might think it was a little bit of, I mean, I think that normally what we have you guys do, Chad and Katie, is you guys have to apologize to each other. I think depending on who's found at fault here, we should definitely get the mom on the phone.
You can apologize to her.
So, Houston, you've got to decide who's at fault. Is it Katie, whose brother Don flew off the handle and drove back and left his mother in San Antonio to go to the Alamo?
Yep.
Or is it Chad, who's just not being understanding that according to Katie and the family, that's just Don?
Yeah. Move on already. 713-881-5965.